CRI News, I'm Xiao Yi. The Communist Party of China has unveiled a blueprint called Thought on Socialism with Chinese Characteristics for a New Era as the latest step on the journey to building a great modern socialist country. The document was released at the 19th National Congress, which opened on Wednesday. Addressing the opening session, General Secretary Xi Jinping outlined a two-step approach for China to become a great modern socialist country after the current task of building a moderately prosperous society in all respects is completed by 2020. Hailing achievements in reform, opening up, and socialist modernization during the past 5 years, Xi Jinping said socialism with Chinese characteristics has crossed the threshold into a new era, calling it a new historic juncture in China's development. Statistics authorities said on Thursday that China's GDP has increased 6.9% year-on-year in the first three quarters of this year. The National Bureau of Statistics said the country's gross domestic product has reached almost 60 trillion yuan, or about $9 trillion US dollars. Data has also shown that China's retail sales of consumer goods have grown 10.4% year-on-year in the first 9 months, while value-added industrial output has expanded 6.7%. Meanwhile, stats from the Bureau also show that China's average per capita disposable income grew 9.1% year-on-year to more than 19,000 yuan, or about 2,930 US dollars in the first three quarters of the year. Deducting inflation, the real growth was 7.5% from the same period last year. The data also show that the income gap between China's urban and rural residents continue to narrow. The U.S. Treasury Department has once again decided not to label China as a currency manipulator. In a semi-annual report to the Congress, the department says no major trading partners of the U.S. manipulated their currencies in the first half of this year. However, it says foreign exchange policies of China, Germany, Japan, South Korea, and Switzerland should bear close monitoring. The U.S. authorities said that China's efforts in preventing a sudden depreciation of the yuan has helped the U.S. and global economy. The Chinese government has released draft rules on elderly care institutions to standardize practices and services. The rules, released by the Ministry of Civil Affairs, will be online for public consultation until November the 12th. The draft requires nursing homes to provide telecommunication services, including but not limited to telephone and internet. Staff should treat the elderly with politeness and patience, keeping the private information of residents and visitors confidential. The environment and facilities must be safe and protect residents' privacy. China had more than 230 million people aged 60 or above at the end of last year, nearly 17% of the total population. The country had 140,000 nursing homes, holding a total of more than 7.3 million beds at the end of 2016, with a year-on-year increase of 21% and 9% respectively. However, there are only 32 beds for every 1,000 senior citizens. A major fire has broken out at a high-rise office building in the eastern Indian city of Kolkata on Thursday. No casualty has been reported. A local police official says the blaze began on Thursday morning on the 16th floor of a commercial building. The official also says that not many people were in the building when the fire broke out, as Thursday is a national holiday in India, and that people inside the building were quickly evacuated. A probe has been ordered into the incident. Fires are common in high-rise buildings in India due to lack of regards for fire safety norms. Portuguese Prime Minister António Costa has apologized to the nation as the death toll from the weekend's forest fires rose to 42. Costa's apology came in Parliament during Prime Minister's question time. More than 500 wildfires flared up across the north and center of Portugal on Sunday, claiming 42 lives. More than 70 people remained injured and more than a dozen seriously. More than 100 people have died in forest fires in Portugal in the last 4 months. The government has been heavily criticized for its handling of the crisis. The country's Minister of Internal Administration resigned on Wednesday, and a vote of no confidence in the government has been scheduled to take place next week. This is CRI News. I'm Xiao.